Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
President Trump declared a major disaster in Pennsylvania last night, capping off a day that saw nearly 700 new cases as Governor Tom Wolf extended the closing of schools and non-essential businesses indefinitely. Wolf also added four more counties to a separate stay-at-home order and extended its duration by more than 3 weeks through at least April 30th. More than 10 million people, or 80% of the state's population, have now been instructed to remain in their homes. The Democratic governor says he knows the extended shutdown of businesses, schools, and big swaths of daily life isn't easy to hear, but is necessary to save lives and keep hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports.
Up until now, Governor Wolf tried to pick a date when schools and non-life-sustaining businesses would reopen again, but he kept having to push that date back, so he's keeping them closed indefinitely.
We're going to keep our schools and businesses closed as long as we need to keep them closed to keep Pennsylvania safe.
Governor Wolf is also extending his stay-at-home order.
You should only leave your house if it is absolutely necessary. Because the number of cases continues to grow, I will be pushing back the end of the stay-at-home order to April 30th, and this is in line with what the president is doing at the national level.
26 counties are now part of that stay-at-home order, including Philadelphia and the suburbs. COVID-19 cases have now topped 1,000 in Philadelphia, with nearly 200 reported yesterday. 9 of the cases have been fatal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports officials continue to urge residents to stay at home in hopes of controlling the spread.
How serious is the city about social distancing? Managing Director Brian Abernathy says it's taking the rims off of basketball goals at its rec center so people will stop playing pickup.
You're going to continue to see rims come down across the park system.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says these preventive measures could have a profound effect on how severely the city gets hit in the coming weeks.
If our social distancing is very effective, you may not see a surge at all.
In the meantime, though, the city is preparing for the worst.
Abernathy says refrigerator trucks are on their way to Philadelphia to be used as morgue space. The city is in the midst of negotiations for additional quarantine beds, and Fire Commissioner Adam Teal says the first field hospital is up and waiting at Temple's Leocoris Center. In Montgomery County, a sixth death has been reported connected to coronavirus. County officials announced Monday an 82-year-old woman from Springfield Township has died. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward reports.
With more than 500 cases and 6 deaths in the county, Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arcus says they have modeling data to show the peak is about 2 weeks away. As for how high that peak might be,
it's all going to depend on what people do in the next 2 weeks. I think if everybody stays home, it should be hopefully fairly manageable. But if people start going out, if they start relaxing, if they loosen up, it could be very, very serious.
Arcush says there are 3 corrections officers at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility who have tested positive, but so far no contact tracing to any inmates and no positive cases among inmates. The drive-through testing site on Temple University's Ambler campus is expected to have enough supplies to get through the week, being open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. But Arcush says it's unclear if it will be restocked. She says most hospitals or healthcare providers have their own testing sites up and running. Arcush says everyone, including first responders and hospital workers, are short on supplies, and everyone would like to have more, but she says for now, they're getting by. And in New Jersey, Governor Murphy says without social distancing, the Garden State would have run out of hospital beds within days. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It was New Jersey's largest single-day increase in coronavirus deaths yet, 37 in the last day, with total cases topping 16,000. Governor Murphy at his daily briefing said without social distancing to slow the spread of the virus, the state would have run out of ICU hospital beds on April 1st.
This chart is the nightmare scenario that we are desperately working to avoid.
So, Murphy says the ban on gatherings has to remain.
We have got to stay away from each other. We've got to set a bar in terms of our social distancing that no other state has ever set before. And by the way, who's to say we can't? Remember, we are New Jersey. We can do this. We must do this.
Murphy also added firearms dealers to his list of essential businesses, but he said guns can only be sold by appointment. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.